desert boy on a stick. Bent, broken, beaten, battered, baked. No fake, that boy. Went out too late after Ma broke the glass beer bottle holding our landlady, smashing against her ass last year. That boy, tender, soft, beyond all knowing, or Asia, where he read one night under the covers, "Lights out, go to sleep now," about an old Chinaman who had made thousands of horses out of red clay, peered at a temple far away, looked at a photo of naked men diving for pearls under the water. Gotta get out of here. Can't stand the smell of beer or burnt tires either. Gotta cut my hair. Don't like school. No friends. No recess. No study hour. Only to have the cool blue water slipping by my thighs, smooth beneath the pearl diver's gaze. A dolphin. Tomorrow, slicing the waves, racing along the bow of their boat, bobbing up and down and down and down and down. Splash.
Wanted to know about the hill. It's my whole life. I mean, I don't know what to say beyond that. I guess everything I do in the end leads me back to this hill. So it's everything for me. I dream about it. I dream about the hill a lot, yeah. I don't know how to go into those dreams. The hill is a fingerprint. Probably my finger. We all leave fingerprints. So somebody described it too as a collect call to the future. In the late 70s, I decided to